Well, hello there.
Welcome to Laughingstock.
I'm Rue.
And I'm Holly, your host for today's podcast.
Oh, it's been a day. How's it, Holly?
Oh, you mean it's been a...
Definitely, a very long week.
Yeah, so we both ended up having Tinder / Bumble dates within the past week and a half or so.
Yeah, about there. And I'm not very happy about mine.
Same, girl, same.
So, here's what happened. I met this guy. You guys all heard about him. He was great. He was really cool. He was really flirty.
Yeah.
So, the date went great. We laughed. We talked. Saw The Greatest Showman. For me, it was like the third time, but it wasn't a big deal.
And I still have yet to actually see The Greatest Showman, so don't hate.
Anyway, so after The Greatest Showman, we went out to dinner. We had a really good time. We had a lot in common. Blah blah blah.
He was pretty much the male version of you.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, a carbon copy. At it. And so I'm going through this week thinking, yeah, everything's great. We're having a good time. I really like this guy. He messaged me today. And we were supposed to go see this Black Panther movie and at 10:45 tonight. So he messaged me.
And
what? Don't leave us hanging.
It's coming through my phone. Anyway, he says this. Okay, so just sort of realize something, and it's going to sound harsh, but I really want to be in a relationship right now. I kind of recently, and I thought dating would help, but I think it's better if I just take some time to myself. And I know this is fine, but I felt like it was better to be straight up with you and dragged out.
Okay, so the problem with that is your microphone's still working. Okay, so the problem with that is he didn't tell you straight up. He waited a week or so. And then he was just like, okay, I just got out of a relationship. So he won straight up. That's the problem with that.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I'm sorry, my microphone. Oh, there we go.
Technical difficulties, everybody knows about it.
Okay.
Your microphone still works perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It's better through that.
Is it?
Yeah. Or hold them both close to you.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm glad he was honest with me. I'm glad that, like, he was being straight up. But it would have been nice for him to, like, realize it after the first date and not let it drag out for a week, making me think that everything's going great. And we were like talking about the thing, we were having conversations, yada yada. He was sending me kissy face emojis, and I was really super happy. Apparently, he wasn't. So. I
yeah. No, I totally feel you. I mean, after that Bumble date that I had last Friday, I believe it was. Yeah, we met up at 9:00. He took me to 3 different bars. I had 1 drink because I didn't want to look like a complete, like, drunken slob in front of him. You know what I mean? And it was, like, totally flirting, and you know, he was talking about Valentine's Day and his birthday. And then at the end of the date, he started kissing me. And it wasn't just like a mwah, peck on the little, you know, cheek or something like that, or just a quick little peck. It was like, let me grab your head and bring you to my face. And let's make out.
Ew.
Yeah. And so then the next day, after a three-hour-long date, he messages me the next day, flirts with me still, winky faces, and yada, yada, yada. And then that night, I get pretty much the exact same message you did. Let me pull it up so I can actually, like, read to you what it said. Let me scroll down to find this stupid thing.
I did.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. Okay, so I found the message. It says, "Hey, Holly, I just wanted to be upfront. I didn't feel that spark after the first date. I think you're a cool person, and if you want to be friends, cool. But I wanted to be upfront." And then a little, like, colon and then the slash, which is kind of like a kind of face. So I got that technically Sunday at 12:21 a.m.
So he let you go on a whole day thinking that everything was great and you guys were going to meet up again.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this guy did to me. He was like, he was working basically all week. It was really hard. It was hard for us to meet up during the week. So we're like, let's meet up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I get that, but it's like, could have let me know a little sooner than the day of our next date.
Yeah. And you were even willing to go after he got off work to the late night showing at 10:45.
Yeah. I don't understand. It's like they don't care about our feelings anymore. It's like, guys have this thought, let's lead them on and play games with them. It's like, no, I don't have to shit.
For real, though. I know. It pisses me off to no end that dating has gotten just so much harder. I mean, for one, in college, dating is nothing like it is in high school.
Douchebags. Or taking all of those things.
So it's like impossible for us to date. So when we actually do get a date, it's like, hallelujah, the Lord has spoken. I'm going to
get to know this person.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
No. It's like. It's awful.
And I hate it so much.
Yeah.
I don't understand that we are also people. And we have feelings too.
Yeah. I mean, there's also those, like, few guys who, like, our friend Brian, who, like, he's funny and everything like that, but, like, at the time, like, he wanted to, like, date me and everything like that, and I was just like, no thanks, I'm good.
No, but it's like, it would be nice if we could just tell each other. But no.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I told him in the past, I'm not really looking for, like, a relationship. Like, we can go out on, like, dates and stuff like that and chill and stuff. I'm cool with that, but, like, I don't want to be in a relationship. And this was, like, last year. And he, like, didn't respect that, which is something that really pissed me off. He kept, like, pressuring me to, like, basically be in a relationship. He was just like, hey, you want to be my girlfriend? Let's do it. I'm like, no, I don't, but thanks. And he kept, like, being like, come on, just, like, be my girlfriend, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, no, thanks. Thankfully, he has a girlfriend, so he's, like, laid off of that. Yeah.
Then you get people like me who are stuck in the fucking cycle of, I really like you, but I just want to be friends right now. We'll be on a little longer so that way you can have your heart over and over again. So think of the cycle. So my response today was very interesting. I was a little harsh, but he hasn't messaged me back, so it's
definitely that guy hasn't messaged back either.
I was like, thank you for telling me. I didn't think we were in a relationship just yet.
He had said, I don't want to be in a relationship right now. And I'm like,
I mean, you have to kind of, like, be like, hey, will you be my girlfriend in order to get into a relationship? At first, before that, you're dating. You're technically not together. Like, you can date other people at the same time. It doesn't matter. But apparently, as soon as you have that first date, boom, you're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah. And then I said, I get you wanting to take time to yourself and figure things out, so I'll leave you to do it. Thank you for the one day, and I'll see you around.
Which you really won't see him around.
I really won't. He lives on Wimbledon. I'm not going to be there anytime soon.
I mean, the only time that you'd see him is if he came to, like, down here or saw you at your dance show.
Exactly. I would, if I wanted to, I would go up there and, like, go where he worked. In order. I'm not going to do that.
I mean, that'd be pretty interesting to get waited on by a apparent ex-boyfriend.
Just order the most complicated meal on the planet and be really super picky.
I mean, he does know that you are a picky eater.
I am a picky eater, and I told him.
Yeah. That would actually be really funny. We should get Morgan to do that.
No, let's not do that. I don't want to be that person.
No. It'd still be funny, though.
Yeah. And I would go with the cat and hash and just... Making
it hit the... Yeah. Dine and dash. I've never done that.
Neither have I. Back.
Really?
I just want to see what happens. And then be like, I'm kidding, guys.
I mean, what you could do is, like, you could leave money and then, like, run out. So that way they're like, oh, shit, they didn't pay. And then they see the money and they're like, hey.
That would be me.
Yeah, that's why you do it on a road trip.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever heard of the show What Would You Do on ABC? Or
I don't get TV.
I mean, it's also on YouTube and stuff like that, but it's called What Would You Do? I mean, obviously, it's another thing. But, like, they propose, like, they put actors in situations where real people are around them, and they film the people's, like, reactions. And one of them was a dine and dash situation. And it was really funny because, like, everybody in, like, the – I think – if I'm remembering correctly, I think everybody kind of, like, tried to stop them and get the license plate number and, like, chipped in to help pay the tab that the kids had left. Yeah. So that way, like, the – waitress, who was actually an actor, who was, like, freaking out, saying, oh, my God, I needed this money. I can't lose my job, and trying to make it seem like a really bad thing. They, like, felt pity for her, and they were like, okay, we can help out.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to this.
Yeah.
Tinder dates now. I am deleting Tinder. I am getting off of it. There is no point in having it because they only want to either hook up or do exactly what just happened, which was leave John for a week or a couple of days.
Yeah.
Don't know what you want.
Mm.
Like, I get it. But maybe it would have been a little better if you let me know a little earlier.
Mm.
Instead of making me think that it was great.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Like, that's just shitty.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on this off-the-air experience.
Yes.
And we will see you next time.
Yeah.
Laughing Stock.
Have a fantastic President's Day weekend, guys.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
See y'all later.
Check you later. Bye, guys.
Bye.